Our scripture is Psalms 105:30. Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of their rulers.
Today's prayer. Lord, marvelous are the works of your hands. In every way you have provided for me. You set a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and you protect me. I praise you, Father, for the times that the land before me teemed with frogs, and my Savior and Lord held my hand. Amen. The thought for today. Think of a time when you witnessed a massive quantity of something, such as frogs covering the land.
Today's action is, put yourself in Pharaoh's place. Imagine trying to sleep with frogs all over your bedroom. Now, I know that's kind of hard to conceive of, but let me tell you a little story about your pastor. See, I'm one of those light sleepers, and certain kind of repetitive noises can slowly push me over the wall. Well, one time I was in Kansas, and I still don't know to this day how that cricket did it. But a cricket crawled up inside the wall of the bedroom. And you could hear that cricket amplified through that wall as if it was a gigantic brass band. And regretfully, I probably would have blown a hole in that wall if I'd had a shotgun, but it took about 5 days for that cricket to die. So I can imagine what Pharaoh must have felt like, with frogs croaking all over the place. Think about it. You've probably had an instance like that in your life.
Today's treasure can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 12 through 15, which read, "For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While through the proof of this ministry they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Oh, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."
The final obstacle we're going to talk about is the obstacle of silence. Too much stress upon speaking is the final common obstacle that we will mention. People unpracticed in prayer suppose that no prayer is being offered unless they are talking all the time. They seem to know nothing of quiet adoration or silent rapture of gazing on those glorious scars. There are times when speed is easy and one can pour out the heart to God in torrential words with all natural simplicity of a child talking to his father. But never let that be the thought that prayer is only for the fluent. God forbid. The most inarticulate can pray. When grief or disappointment or sin strikes one dumb, devotion doesn't end. There is still the upward look. And even when one weeps, it is one thing to weep to oneself and another to weep to Christ.